Anxiety about Election Day attacks is especially strong in southern Afghanistan. As Jackie just mentioned, election workers have been killed this week in Kandahar province. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is in the city of Kandahar, and she found a lot of nervous residents who have yet to decide whether to cast their ballots or not.
There are few people outside Zarqunaana High School in one of Kandahar's safer neighborhoods. Many residents here predict there'll be just as few people outside the school tomorrow when it turns into one of 66 polling centers in the city. Take Abdul Ghaffar. The shopkeeper says he plans to vote, but he says he won't leave the house if he hears of any attacks in Kandahar tonight. As to his family, Abdul Ghaffar says they won't go to the polls either, not unless there's a visible police presence, which he complains is lacking today. He argues police officers should be out there already, making sure no one plants bombs or otherwise booby traps this polling center. This type of fear bordering on paranoia is rampant in Kandahar, especially with an uptick in bombings and rocket attacks throughout the province in recent days. The birthplace of the Taliban and incumbent President Hamid Karzai is the scene of frequent bombings and assassinations and has a booming illegal drug trade. For years, few Kandaharis have felt comfortable being outside of their compounds. So getting them to the polls will not be as easy as it was during the last presidential elections 5 years ago, says Kandahari businesswoman Rangina Hamidi.
Everybody's expecting some sort of a violent, chaotic, attacks. The fear is so great that all the people that I know, none of them are planning to go and vote, including myself.
Many people say they've seen Taliban leaflets tacked up on mosques across the province. They say the leaflets warn that anyone who votes or in any way helps election workers and candidates will be punished. Mohammad Ehsan, the incumbent deputy chairman of Kandahar's provincial council, says he's had a hard time finding poll monitors to represent his campaign because of the threats. He says one of his campaign workers was recently kidnapped, beaten up, and paraded around as a warning to others in his village. He adds that anticipated election fraud is also likely to keep voters home. Ehsan says he's seen such fraud firsthand. Afghan election workers have offered to sell him ballot boxes, each containing 600 votes, for the equivalent of $1,200. Abdul Waseh Alakozai, the chief electoral officer for southern Afghanistan, says he's aware of such complaints. He adds that international and Afghan monitors will be on hand to ensure transparency. He is also urging voters to show up.
This is the time for Afghan voters to show their courage to the world and choose their president and government.
Alakozai says Afghan police and soldiers will be out in force to ensure voter safety. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kandahar.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content.